The company working with Ford to develop fleets of driverless cars is now testing its systems on the streets of Detroit. Joining us now to talk about this third generation of driverless cars is the president of Argo AI, Peter Rander. Welcome to Stateside.
Thank you. Glad to be with you.
So you've already been testing driverless cars in places like Pittsburgh, Washington, D.C., Miami. What challenges will Detroit offer that you've not faced in these other cities?
So Detroit heads us into the Motor City with roads that are normally extremely laid out, nice, wide, and you get into that wonderful downtown core and those transitions of going from kind of a really old school city with that core of roads that aren't on that nice, perfect grid that change quickly on you and give you a wonderful, vibrant activity with a city that's really coming back to life with construction and everything else. And that's just a wonderful, wonderful environment for us to have real world life for self-driving cars to learn to do better.
Well, construction's one thing that would be difficult in itself, but I read you'll be testing these driverless cars in the Campus Martius area. That area is erratic traffic patterns, a large number of pedestrians. Have your driverless cars faced a scenario like that before?
Similar scenarios to that, but each area has a unique culture. The typical patterns in Washington, D.C. are different from Miami and are different in Detroit for what the locals consider acceptable. What's the social norms? Where do you cross? How long do you wait? You know, what are pedestrians expecting versus the cars? Those things are all very local and extremely important that we get into there. It's also where people don't really, they're not all that thrilled about driving. And that's part of why we're there. We think self-driving will help meet a customer need that people would just as soon not have to go through that driving experience themselves.
As I mentioned in the intro, this is the third generation of your technology. What's improved about this latest system?
This has better sensing, better compute, and what's called a fail functional technology in the base car that Ford itself been working on.
Let's break those all down because, you know, you're talking about radar, higher resolution cameras, backup systems. Tell us about each one of those and why that matters.
You bet. So better radar and cameras help the system to see better, to see further away, to see through better, broader range of lighting conditions and weather conditions. Better compute needs to match that better sensing because now with higher resolution, you now need to process more data to make sure that you're processing everything and able to do that. And then better backup systems as a step toward what we ultimately need is something with the full reliability and fault tolerance so that when something breaks, not if, everything will eventually have a break, that the system is able to be aware, detect it, respond, and take a safe corrective action.
And right now you have another contingency. You actually have people in the car.
Absolutely. Right now, as we've talked about very publicly, we're in a development phase and still have a couple of years yet before we anticipate launching. So the driver pair, there's a driver and a what we call a driver and a co-driver who are there to absolutely monitor that system with significant training to make sure that while we're there and sharing that public road space, that we're acting responsibly to make sure that as far as anyone else is concerned, it may look different, but you can count on the normal safety and reliability you're expecting from any well-behaved driver on the road.
You're testing your system out now on a Ford Fusion Hybrid. What other vehicles have you tested it in, and does the kind of car or vehicle matter?
So we've only tested Fusions so far. Others will be coming in the future. Does the kind of car matter? Yeah, the car matters in several different ways. One, if you think about what a lot of people have experienced, when you move from a car to a crossover or an SUV or a truck, your lines of sight change, your visibility around the vehicle and your comfort there and having the confidence to be able to drive safely all needs to be trained. And if it's your first time in one of those, it's like, I'm a little unsure. The driving dynamics also change. The way the body, you know, weight transfers when if you have to do a sudden maneuver because somebody else was maybe not following quite the right rules, changes the dynamics. And of course, the acceleration and braking in particular. You know, when you get into a vehicle with high power engine, you can go very quickly. Quite different if you're in a vehicle that has less power, it takes longer to accelerate. And you need to think about that when you're trying to enter traffic, when you're supposed to be yielding the right of way or entering the flow of traffic.
From some of the photos that Argo AI posted, I see that the unit, the apparatus on top of the car, is pretty large. Is that eventually going to be scaled down to something a little less, I won't say obtrusive, it's prominent, let's put it that way.
it is prominent. And we're really focusing on a system that works safely and confidently. And over time, absolutely, we'll all be working to reduce that size. The studio teams would dearly love to get something smaller. So as you take the long view, absolutely, this gets better and better integrated, less and less obtrusive. But right now, that's not the number one priority. Style doesn't dominate here. People are going to get into self-driving cars when they have confidence that the car is going to do the job well. And right now, that is the focus of making sure the system works well, works reliably, works safely to build that customer confidence that this is a service that they'd want to use.
I was told you went to college in Detroit, and news of tech being introduced into cars inspired you to pursue this idea of autonomous vehicles. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
You bet. I went to school at University of Detroit, now University of Detroit Mercy. I entered when it was U of D, and I graduated from UDM. And I did a co-op. UDM has a co-op program where students are expected to go through at least three phases of working with companies to develop very practical hands-on experience to apply the classroom lessons that they've been learning. And I got a chance to work in the auto industry and doing that and seeing a little window as you do as a co-op. You're not going to learn the whole process, but seeing different parts of how big companies run and assemble cars and realizing how hard it is to get technology through that pipeline because of the rigor that needs to go in there and the scale. And realizing that there were still so many opportunities. It was neat to see what was there, but realizing, wow, there's so much more coming. And that eventually sent me off to grad school to try to pursue the future technologies that could help.
Your partner, Ford, would like to start selling driverless cars in 2021 to certain fleet buyers. How close are you to a production model?
So we are on pace right now. We're cruising along at doing that. For us, the dominant part of the schedule is to focus on making sure it works well, not strict adherence to any particular deadline. Those are all laid in, but its system has to work, and that progress has been very good.
Okay, for the curious, there are people who are going to be wondering, wow, will I see one of these on the streets of Detroit? How will we be able to tell if that Ford Fusion Hybrid is one of your test vehicles?
So they are all, the Ford Fusion Hybrids are all marked with Argo and Ford on the side. It says the car is self-driving, a web address to contact us if there's any feedback people would like to give. So pretty easy to spot these vehicles.
Prominent, it sounds like.
Yes.
What's next for Argo AI and Ford?
So we're working steadily at expanding and refining the prototypes. There'll be more prototypes as we work our way to get to production. We're trying to expand the city footprint so that we continue to learn more and more about not just one location, but a set of locations and learning those patterns, which helps make the system better and better. So service launch is rapidly approaching.
Peter Rander is the president of Argo AI. Thanks for telling us the latest on your driverless car system.
Wonderful. Thank you. Appreciate being on.